Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's happening? Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, you know we highlight remarkable people doing remarkable things. I met this brother years ago. He was remarkable back then. When I heard that he is now the commissioner of juvenile justice for our state, I said, whoa. Maria Boynton already interviewed him, so you'll hear him on V103. He's with us right now, Commissioner Tyrone Oliver, a longtime resident of Newton County, Georgia, was appointed to the position of DJJ Commissioner just a few weeks ago. He began his law enforcement career with Newton County Sheriff's Office as a detention officer. After becoming a deputy sheriff, Commissioner Oliver was promoted to sergeant and later lieutenant. He was given this opportunity to work for several divisions, allowing him versatility and successful community coalition building. This brother is now in charge of juvenile justice. Could not be a better person. How are you, Mr. Commissioner?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. The judge we were talking about during the commercial break, I just remember this, Judge Cassandra Kirk, who's now our chief magistrate for Fulton County, she appoints 30 other judges in the county. But she used to be a juvenile court judge before having that position. And I remember her talking to me. We were at lunch or something. And she said, you get so much experience as a juvenile court judge because you still have to deal with all of it.
Yes.
And now you're in charge of that systemic operation from the justice angle.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Man, you jet man. Brother, I got to tell you, I feel like I'm more excited than you because I know who you are and I know what you bring to the position. So tell me how you feel about this new appointment.
I'm humbled and blessed and thankful for the opportunity that the governor's given me to lead this great agency. It was appointed on July 25th.
Wow.
So it's not too long ago, but we're going to do great things at the Department of Juvenile Justice and I'm looking forward to it.
You have this background in law enforcement that truly starts from the grassroots.
Absolutely.
You were a corrections officer. Can you explain to folks who may not know where that is on the hierarchy of leadership in law enforcement?
That's at the bottom. That's the entry level position. And I had an opportunity throughout my career. I've been blessed throughout my career to work my way all the way up to being a police chief and now the Commissioner of Juvenile Justice.
When I met you, you were a police chief.
Yes.
And we talked about how can we reach young folk, right? That was our discussion. That was back then. And our good friend Brenda from your town introduced us because she's the reason I came there. And, brother, you remember what I talked about. You even remembered my street name.
I did. Ray Ray.
That's right. And I'm thankful, man, because I know you have a heart for young folk.
Yes.
So you're in charge of juvenile justice. What are some of the initiatives that people should know about and some of the things you're trying to do to really shape and rehabilitate and help our young folks in this state?
You know, it's about providing programs and services to our youth that are in our care. You know, a lot of times what my ultimate goal is trying to find that pipeline to where we can, when the youth come into our system, when they leave, they're leaving with a skill that they can put to use out there in the community. A lot of times, all they want, they need is a little bit, someone to take a chance on them.
That's right.
Someone to say, you know, come on, you can come work for me, regardless of their record. Now, some of them may not be employable, but let's give those employable youth a second chance, because everyone deserves a second chance.
That's right.
And so ultimately, if we can provide that and create that gateway when they leave DJJ, whether it's inside a facility or one of our community partners that we use, to give some, let them have a second chance at life, because once they get caught up in the system, unfortunately, you know, it's just a vicious cycle.
I remember going to juvenile a lot as a teenager, and I used to live in Panthersville.
Yeah.
Okay. I was there so much that when I would get arrested, the intake person would give me perks. They would let me sit on the couch before having to be processed to watch a little bit of television or make sure I had a sandwich, just small things. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of humanity with people who work in juvenile justice. That gets lost in the narrative of the system.
It does.
But you got a lot of great people who work for you right now.
Phenomenal people.
Yeah.
We have a phenomenal staff that's passionate about our youth and our future. Yeah, some of these youth have made mistakes in their lives, but it's our job to still treat them as what I'll call, and Judge Colbert down in Savannah said it best, it's the my child test. Even though they've made these decisions, you want to treat them as you would treat your child.
Wow.
Or if your child was inside the juvenile justice system, how would you want your child treated while they were in our care? How would you want your loved one treated while you were in our care? And I see that just the last 3 weeks that I've been there, and I see that resonates throughout the entire agency. A lot of the staff have that mindset already.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to continue that and build upon that.
What's your leadership philosophy or your leadership angle coming into this position?
Support the staff. Mm-hmm. Our staff is our greatest asset, and we got to support and take care of them. And one of the initiatives that we're going to focus on, is my top priorities, is safe and secure facilities for both the staff and the youth, and combating the gang issue.
There's an explosion
there
of
is.
Gang activity. FBI just released a report not too long ago talking about the gang epidemic in Georgia. And I shared with you all before we came on air that there was a time in gang culture, if you were false flagging, you were violated or beat up or chastised severely.
Mm-hmm.
The business model of gang recruitment changed. Now if you find a community, a neighborhood, a clique, a street that's false claiming, they get recruited by the real cats now, increasing their overall numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And it has created a significant explosion of new recruits to gang life. And they're not concerned anymore about your age. There was a code at one point. There was an OG code. There was an age requirement. That's out the door.
It is.
Completely out the door. What are some of the dynamics that you can bring to this position? Because you're dealing not only with children who are in gangs, but now you have a classification issue because you can't put a gangster disciple with a vice lord or a crip with the Piru blood. How do you deal with that inside of the juvenile detention centers?
It's challenging.
Yeah.
It does become challenging. The facilities do a good job at managing it. But, of course, it's also challenging when you have so many, 60% of our youth that are in our system already are gang affiliated.
Wow.
So it does make it challenging. But again, phenomenal staff to do a phenomenal job of ensuring that everyone is safe inside the facilities.
Here's my commission to you. Continue forward with the leadership that you already have displayed throughout all of your professional positions. I am here to help in any way I can. I'm thankful, brother, that you are in the position you're in. If you ever need me, the answer is yes. We just got to work out the details.
I appreciate that. It's going to take a village.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for all you do. And we're going to have you back because I know you got some stuff you'll announce at some point. You just got here.
Yes.
And already making the rounds, brother. I love it. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Tyrone Oliver, who is now the commissioner of the Department of Juvenile Justice in the state of Georgia, appointed by Governor Kemp. You're getting real with the realest man on radio. News and talk, 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.